Ms. Bhutto says she and General Musharraf are close to a long-awaited power-sharing deal, but she is still waiting for a final agreement in writing. She said the step forward in just one day was due to intense discussions between the two sides.
There were a lot of last-minute discussions on key issues, and as a consequence of these discussions, we are optimistic today, but I cannot say everything is finalized, because we are still waiting to see in documentary form what is the verbal understanding between the two sides.
Ms. Bhutto spoke to journalists in London, where she has spent some of her 8 years in exile, to avoid corruption charges stemming from her time as prime minister. The comments were broadcast live on television in Pakistan. Ms. Bhutto said the verbal understanding would likely include her demands for a blanket amnesty for former officials accused but not convicted of corruption, and an extension on term limits for prime minister from 2 to 3 terms. Those requirements are key for Ms. Bhutto as she plans to return to Pakistan on October 18th and wishes to run for a 3rd term as prime minister. But she said the government is still resisting her demand General Musharraf give up the presidential power to dismiss the government. That power could be used against her if the deal for power sharing goes through and she were to be re-elected prime minister.
The balance of power between the presidency and the parliament has not been resolved. We still have differences of opinion on the military-introduced law for the president to remove the parliament.
If her demands are met, Ms. Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party is to offer much-needed support to General Musharraf's presidency for another 5 years. General Musharraf came to power in a 1999 military coup and has lost much public support since a failed attempt to fire the Chief Justice. He is under pressure to restore civilian rule and has promised to give up his post as Chief of the Army, but not until he wins re-election as president on Saturday, as expected. More than 160 Pakistani legislators have resigned in protest at General Musharraf's bid for re-election while in uniform. Ms. Bhutto said the Pakistan People's Party would not resign from parliament. She said the party would instead decide later either to not vote in the election or to vote for their own candidate and vice chairman of the party, Makhdoom Amin Fahim. Daniel Scharf for VOA News, Islamabad.